You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Indeed. So up next, we have another story, one that has come to light as of the last 2 days. So the Public Service Association has begun a legal action against Access Committee Health, who are one of the largest employers of home support workers in Aotearoa, for breaches of their collective employment agreement for said workers. The claim by PSA is that Access have failed to provide their workers with regular and guaranteed hours, as well as the required breaks for the shifts, as well as paying their staffs the wages that they are owed after the cancelled services of recent times. So we decided to talk to PSA's National Secretary, Kerry Davis, about the issues and the case. And Ollie started by asking who exactly Access Community Health are.
They're a for-profit provider of home support services. They originated from a not-for-profit organisation, but about 2 years ago they were purchased by another health for-profit health organisation, and they've been operating as a health support provider for the last few years as a for-profit organisation. Oh, they deliver home support services are to people over 65 years, people with a disability or long-term health conditions within an individual's home so that they can maintain their independence.
And what's been going on with their workers?
That what Access have been doing is not abiding by the collective employment agreement, and in particular haven't been providing guaranteed hours of work for people. So they've been operating as if the workers are casual workers without designated hours of work. Quite often what's happened is that those regular hours of work are regularly changing, or if a client visit is cancelled, people aren't getting proper replacement hours or at an unreasonable time, which is outside their normal span of hours. And they've also been failing to pay often for breaks. There's no scheduling of like 10-minute breaks in either the morning or the afternoon to enable people to take a break between what is quite demanding and intense visits to support people in their homes.
Now, the conditions you described there seem to be all too common in this and similar sectors. Do you think it's symptomatic where employers take advantage of their employees?
Yeah, like putting profit, I would say, before the delivery of services. For us, the delivery of home support services is a very important public and community service, and that should be the motivation, is to deliver good quality health services to members of our community. When it turns into a for-profit as the main motivator, then it has tended to compromise the ability to deliver really good services. Well, and usually that compromise comes in the form of not adhering to the collective agreement. Well, at least in this case, that's how it's coming out across.
So what do you believe should be expected to be provided for support care workers?
Well, all we're asking for is adherence to the collective employment agreement. We're wanting proper shifts, proper hours of work ahead too, so that people have some certainty about what their regular hours of work are, so that they can plan and organise their finances. I mean, when things are constantly changing, it's very hard to meet the demands of your regular commitments with paying your rent, your mortgage, food bills. Also, it's really important that people have proper rest breaks within their work day. When you're delivering very very complex and intense support for people, it's important that you get some time for yourself to take a break between clients. And currently that isn't happening. It's also important that people have some certainty about what their hours of work will be from week to week. There seems to be a bit of a tendency to have a expectation of this huge span of hours that people will agree to work their hours of, to undertake their hours of work within. So such as in one case, 120 hours per week, someone was agreeing to work 40 hours within any of that time period over 120 hours, which is pretty hard if you're trying to juggle family and other commitments to have that level of time taken out of your week, which you can't plan to do other things. You can't plan to work around work because your work week is so long that it just takes over everything else.
The Public Service Association, along with Grey Power, have co-launched a legal case against Access Community Health. Would you be able to give us just a bit more detail on what that entails and what the next step is?
We've co-launched a campaign. The PSA is taking the legal case on behalf of PSA members working for Access. And we're jointly working with Grey Power on a campaign to raise awareness about the importance of home support services and the importance of making sure that they get treated as essential services. We're very much aware of much more now about the importance of essential services like home support since COVID, but it doesn't seem to be that the attitudes towards investing in home support and investing in home support is actually being followed through by providers.
Have you received any correspondence from Access Community Health yet?
We've been trying to work with them for quite some time, for well over a year, to try to sort out these issues, and we haven't been able to do that. That's why, as a last resort, we've had to take this legal action against them. So we've issued a statement of problem about to the Employment Court, the Employment Authority, and what we're waiting on now is their statement in reply to that.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.